You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainmentaholics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time. That's 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern time, only on LA Talk Radio. We are syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music. We're on iTunes, Spotify, Audible, Spreaker, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, and a bunch of other places. You can find us on TuneIn Radio. You can find us on Deezer. So wherever it is, pretty much you listen to radio or listen to podcasts, you can find us. And of course, we have our video options as well, which is YouTube, Vimeo, Twitch, TikTok, and Instagram television. And of course, you can also see our Facebook Live feeds that we do, concerts, other things. We're going to be working on some TV shows and some movies, radio shows, some other things going on over the next year. So just be paying close attention. Get Real Global Entertainment LLC. We have a lot going on. And then we're trying to build our East Coast brand right now. So if you are a promoter, booking agent, a venue, you need access to bands, you need your shows filled, just hit me up. Jennifer DeVoe Muse, and I'll get you all set up with that. And then, of course, we are also distributed with Sony. So that's Sony Music Entertainment, Sony Music Publishing, The Orchard by Sony, that's Art 19, BMG, and 5050 Global Music Incorporated, of course, where you can find our radio shows, radio broadcasts, through Sony distribution. And then, of course, we are also a publicist for Kelly Raven, who go check his music out. We like to always try to get as much exposure for artists and bands around the world, of course. We also, manage the following bands and artists from around the world. And, of course, you know, I always drop things and can't find shit, so who fucking knows? But anyway... Like, oh, it's on top of my fucking head. See, having a blonde moment. There we go. All right. We manage volley bands and artists from around the world. We've got Maze from England, Dirty Machine, Scott Plant. Go check him out. Scott Plant. That's Plante. You can download his music, help support. He's from New Hampshire. Dirty Machine is Los Angeles. Freak Show from San Diego, California. Jocelyn Sky from Los Angeles. DJ King J from Southern California. Our Frankenstein. We've got Berserk, Hollywood Nightmare, Cleaver, Thomas the Red, the Viking comedian. Go check him out. He's fucking hilarious. Like I said, Thomas the Red, the Viking comedian. Star Daddy, our buddy, also the God Bombs. He's part of that as well. Vokills, Wicked Star, Band of Family, our buddies from Bakersfield, California. We miss you guys very much. We miss all of our friends and bands and artists. We miss all of you very much. And then, of course, we got author China Myers. We got actor Derek Webb. We've got the Borderline Radio Show with DJs Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine from Italy. Fallen Fury from Southern California, Black Sabbatha, it's a female-fronted Black Sabbath tribute, High Priestess Dawn Marlowe, she can read your tarot cards and, you know, maybe read your aura, I don't know, she could do all kinds of crazy stuff. Also, Lisa O'Neill, actress, Burn the Ships, we got Ozzy Train, female-fronted Ozzy Osbourne tribute. And, of course, we got Jane's Addicted. That's a Jane's female-fronted Jane's Addiction tribute. We got Boffy, a.k.a. Adam Nuke. He is a freak show and circus performer. He does fire, and you can do staple money to him and all kinds of other crazy stuff. We got Lucas Humphrey, a.k.a. Tekatesian from Green Jello. Our friend T. Puma. He is a hip-hop artist from Southern California. Red Rock Engine, our buddies from Canada. That's a they're a rock band, and of course, Suppressed Intentions, metal band from Southern California. Skyscraper, that's a David Lee Roth tribute, and of course, our buddy actor Ozzy Capri. It's AuziCapri, and shout out to all of our promoter friends in Los Angeles, as well as all of our booking agent friends at venues. Shout out to my brother Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions. Shout out to my little brother Warrior Dave. He works at the Whiskey a Go Go. Go support local music. Go check out my buddy Nick Fuoco at the Rainbow Bar and Grill. He does Metal Mayhem Monday, Metal Mayhem Fridays. I think it's one Friday every month. He also does Metal Mayhem events and concerts at Universal Bar and Grill. Shout out to the Universal Bar and Grill owner Greg Beer. What's up, buddy? And sorry, we're not in Los Angeles anymore. Jenny and the Muse, speaking of that, we're your radio hosts, Jenny and the Muse. The Muse is downstairs doing something. I don't know what he's doing. But we're here, and our guest today, our featured guest, is going to be actress, filmmaker, director, singer. She does a little bit of everything. Her name is Natalie Perry. That's P-E-R-I, Natalie Perry. And shout out to her management team. Shout out to, to everybody that's involved in this today. Shout out to, of course, LA Talk Radio, who couldn't say that, but we got lots going on right now here out in Maine. It's, it's a little chilly, but we're working on trying to get some events going on. I would like to do the, if you're in Maine, hit me up on the feed on here for Jenny's Real Talk of the Block, or you can hit me up on Facebook or Twitter, Instagram, anywhere like that. Jennifer DeVoe Muse. I'm Jen DeVoe Muse, so J-E-N and then D-E-V-O-E and then M-U-S-E, Jen DeVoe Muse on Twitter and Jennifer DeVoe Muse on Facebook and Instagram. And then you can find me also under, what else we got? Let's see, Get Real Global Entertainment LLC on Facebook and Twitter. And I think it's G-R-G-E-N-T, something like that on something like that on Twitter. I don't know. I have to let you know. I have to post links later on. But if you have anything going on in like New England or Maine or anything, just let me know. We can get some stuff going on out here, some concerts and events that I'm trying to, trying to get some shit going. But biggest thing is I'm looking at doing possibly like they do out in Hollywood at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, where they do the, horror movies in the cemetery, like maybe, I don't know, once or twice a month out here in Maine, find a good cemetery where we can do this type of event, show the movies on the side of the mausoleum. So that'll be fun. I'm trying to get together, trying to get a skate night going on out here. A lot of people are stir crazy basically because of COVID going on, can't get out of the house, can't be around people. So now that COVID's kind of winding down to where we can now have more like concerts and events and things going on. I want to do like a skate night at the local skating rink here in Maine. We have one in Auburn, I think, Auburn, Maine. So we're going to check that out, hit up the owner, see if maybe we get through something together like that. Also look at, like I said, the horror movies in the cemetery, maybe one or two Fridays a month or Saturdays. I don't know. And then, of course, also want to do a speed dating event, like a date night. So date night, skate night, movie night, type of events, maybe a paint night. That seems to be pretty popular out here, and the events fill up really fast. So, they sell out quick, which means that gives you the availability to do more. But hey, we're talking today about actress Natalie Perry, P-E-R-I. Like I said, she's actress, singer, songwriter. I believe she's a filmmaker, like a director and other stuff like that. So check her out. But what we're going to do right now is we're going to play back to back. We're going to do three. Well, back to back to back. We're going to play three of her movie trailers for different movies that she has done over like the last year, I think. So if you want to cue those up, Sam, that'd be great. Here we go. We're going to play three of Natalie Perry's movie trailers.
Hi, my name is Frank. I'm a couples therapist. You know, I'm at my wit's end with this couple. I invited them here for Thanksgiving dinner, figuring this is going to be the last hurrah.
I don't know about this guy. I think he's a little crazy.
Why?
He's a little too obsessed with you.
Maybe that's just his process. You know, you're always jealous. I think you're crazy.
I want you to go out there and work 9 to 5.
All right, all right.
And
why you
and
be like
sit at a desk all day long.
No one has seen them since they saw this man. For your own good, you need not to be here. Please.
Danny! 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 Oh, and, don't mess with that Ouija board.
been so many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs, I've made some bad rhyme. I've acted out my life in stages with 10,000 people watching. But we're alone now, and I'm singing this song for you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I've treated you unkindly, but girl, can't you see? There's no one more important to me, so darling, can't you please see through me? 'Cause we're alone now, and I'm singing my song for you. You taught me precious secrets, the truth withholding nothing. You came out in front and I was hiding. But now I'm so much better, so if my words don't come together, listen to the melody, 'cause my love's in there hiding. There's no space or time. I love you for my life, 'cause you're a friend of mine. Ooh. And when my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone and I was singing my song for you. Over, remember when we're together, we were alone and I was singing my song for you. Whoa, you. Climb up beneath the sky.
Well, she looks like she's done a lot of red carpet movie premiere type stuff. And I see something that she's, I saw something on there with Fox and Sony. And then I saw something about the MTV Movie Awards. She's been involved in like a bunch of stuff. So there was some little trailers and montage things for Natalie Perry, showing you just some of the, you know, movies and other things that she's done, projects she's worked on. She's also, that's right, I forgot, she's also a model. So we're talking singing. So she's a singer, songwriter, actress, producer, model, and she does a little bit of everything. Looks like filmmaker and director too. So be on the lookout for Natalie Perry. That's P-E-R-I. She can be found on YouTube. Go check her out. Some of her movie trailers are on there. So like I said, check her out. She's on YouTube. She's on Facebook. Go like her stuff, follow her on social media, as well as likes, follows, all that stuff. Share her stuff. You know what I mean? Go like her videos on and other things on YouTube. You know, basically, it's just about supporting people and what they do around the world. You know, so it wasn't for entertainers, singers, songwriters, actors, actresses, models, sports figures. I don't care, whatever it is. It could be, you could watch, you know, curling from Canada on, you know, the curling team for Canada or America or something. You could be a fan of soccer players. You could be a fan of basketball. You can play a fan of anything. It could be chess, could be checkers, could be, you know, anything that entertains us, basically. Authors, you know, people who write books. You got so many different things. So be supportive of, well, if you know anybody that's working really hard to put things out into the world, such as movies and television shows and books and video games and whatever else. Maybe they're an actor and they perform on stage. So check it out. You know, always support people, help them. If it wasn't for them, we would not be entertained. There'd be no Netflix, no Hulu, no Amazon Prime. There'd be nothing. No Peacock television, no Discovery Channel, no nothing. So, you know, support. Watch stuff, share stuff, like stuff, follow stuff. You know, the usuals. Go check out Natalie Perry. So we're going to play the interview with her next. And then I'll be back for just a couple minutes to, close out the show and, you know, tell everybody where they can find us on social media and whatnot. So here we go. We're going to play the interview that I did a few weeks back with Natalie Perry. Hey, everybody out there. Everybody out there in Radio Land, it is time yet again for another exciting interview for Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio, iHeart Radio, we're on Sirius XM, and of course, we're all entertainment, music publishing, and more by Sony. Of course, our friends at 5050 Global Music Incorporated. And we're here today with singer Faith Richards. How are you doing today, Faith?
Very good, very good. It's 10 p.m. where I'm at, so I'm trying to stay awake, drinking tea and water.
Oh, wow. Can you tell our viewers and listeners where you are right now?
Yes, I just moved from Los Angeles to Paris for a few months, which is amazing. I never thought I'd be able to do that, so living the dream.
Paris, that's exciting. Yeah. How long have you been over there?
I've only been here for just over two weeks. So I'm here till May 18th.
Wow.
Yeah. I love it. It's all the city benefits of LA, but it's much safer.
Right. Especially, I'm sure it's safer than Los Angeles, but
Yes, yes, I can like walk at night.
All right, so. Oh wow.
Yeah.
You have to move there. I am French, so maybe I'd be okay over there.
What was that?
All right, so I said I'm French, so I said I'll probably be okay living over there.
Oh, no way. That's awesome. Wow.
I just need to brush up on my French.
Yeah, I'm like barely making it through.
Right. Okay, so I heard you guys have stuff, some appearances, some different music now, some things going on. So can you tell our viewers and listeners like what you got going on right now?
Yeah, so I just released my debut album January 21st. So I'm just kind of sitting in that release. I don't think I will release anytime soon. I'm just working on like pushing that out in the licensing world and on Spotify. And yeah, I'm gonna try to perform while I'm here. I have some like musician friends that I've met since being here and some pubs, and I'm actually trying to kind of like live more in the moment with my music while I'm here versus when I'm in LA, I'm like constantly doing something. I can't even like enjoy a release. So I'm trying to enjoy it, but push it, market it. Yeah, it's kind of what I've been working on, I guess. I have a friend, I have a song called Alone in Paris, and I have a friend that's coming to shoot that next month here, so I'm excited about that.
Wow. So how long have you been a singer?
I've been doing it, like, actually pursuing it for probably around 3 years. I started with, like, SoundCloud, making it on GarageBand kind of thing. And then I was like, oh, I realized I was good. Started performing, met some producers, and that's how it all happened, honestly. But it's only this past like year that I've been making like money from it. It feels more like it's closer to becoming my career, which is nice. But yeah, I grew up in a very musical family, and I was always singing, and I grew up in church, so. Yeah.
That's good. That'll help you being classically trained, especially in the church environment. That will help you to. Gospel is a different style of music. You know what I mean? You have to like really open yourself up, and you know, I'm not saying you're singing gospel. I'm just saying that like even like certain Christina Aguilera. Like, I think being in the church choir can people, you know, because it helps them to have a different, not for different perspective, but also a different range of vocals.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
more exactly. Soul.
Yeah.
You can go into other styles of music, not just, you know, pop. Yes. Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. Definitely.
I guess I didn't go to so much of, like, a gospel church, but just knowing that kind of music probably did broaden. That probably is why I prefer like the soul side of music. Maybe. I never thought about that actually.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I just think it helps to open up your mind more to different styles of music.
Yeah.
So that your range is better.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I agree. It's funny when I would like, I never got any like lead roles in any musicals in high school or anything because they always said my voice was too like modern and quiet. And then now I'm like, well, look at me now.
Okay.
But yeah, I didn't have quite that like gospel, like powerhouse classic. I never really had like a classically trained voice, I guess. Yeah.
Right. But still, it's, you know what I mean? Just being in choir in like school, high school or anything like that can help. Being in a church choir can help. You know what I mean? It helps give you more range and more vocal. I think those types of things help.
Yeah. And I feel like probably the most it helps with like knowing harmonies and all that.
Right. Now, do you write your own songs?
I do. I do. I usually start most of my songs like in my bedroom with my piano, or a lot of times it starts as like a poem or something. Then I'll bring it to my now pretty like consistent, the one that I work with, producer in LA, Jay Denton, and he'll make it into something better. Usually I start writing it by myself and then complete it with my producer. Yeah, there's like different times on the album where I'm working with multiple people or just I wrote it, or yeah, it's a mix. I feel like my process, whenever people ask what my process is, it's like always different and never planned. But I do always,
right.
I never want someone else to write my music, I guess. I always want it to come from me.
Right. And what type of subject matter do you write about?
I feel like everything now. I'm just very emotional, so I feel like I write about anything. I could go on one date and like have a whole song to write about it, or I've been writing a lot of stuff on the albums more about like, which they get lucky if they get a song, but a lot of this a lot of this stuff on the album is more it was like a season in my life, like a cycle. So it starts off with more the heartbreak or kind of where I was losing myself, but then it gets to me realizing everything's within. So there's a lot of like more self-empowering songs on the album, just about me finding myself, I guess. Yeah. Try to write about just whatever,
that's
whatever I'm feeling. Yeah, I don't want to sugarcoat it. Just want to write it how it is.
That's good. I mean, at least you have a path and you know basically what you like to write about.
Yeah.
You know, every band's got a different theme, or every artist has a different theme of what they write about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People are about persons that are, you know, more heartfelt, and then other times it's people who write about, you know, something stupid that happened in their life. You know, it just depends. Everybody's stuff comes from a different place, I guess.
Yeah.
Have you started performing live already?
With
the new album?
No, I had a show, but it got canceled because of COVID, my release show, right before it came. But it got canceled. I did a few shows before my release show that got canceled. But then there was the rise in the COVID cases, and I sang some of the singles, but I haven't done a full like album show, which I really want to do. And it sucked because performing is like definitely my biggest anxiety with music. Everything else comes easy and I love it, and then performing is like just freaks me out. And so I had all the build up and I felt finally like ready, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna perform next week, and then it got canceled. I was like, oh, all that working up towards it. But I mean, I'll definitely do one when I come back, whenever that is.
Right. Yeah. Have you officially released any of this, like any one song from the album yet? You know how like all the artists always do, like one song they release at a time. Have you started releasing any?
Yeah, the whole album came out January 21st. I started releasing singles in August, so I released 4 singles prior to the album. And it's like a 14-track album, 5 interludes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was at a concert the other night, and one of my buddies said nobody releases albums anymore. I said, you're full of shit, because people do still release albums. It's EPs. You know, it's not just 3 or 6 song EPs. People do still release actual albums. So, I was like, no, you're wrong about that. People do still release albums.
Yeah, industry people will tell you it's not smart as like an indie artist, because you can only pitch one song, and then if you release a whole album, it's likely to get less streams than a single would. But I don't know. I think it was time for me to do an album, and I think when the right people see that I could put a whole project together, that means a lot more than just, you know, singles here and there that don't connect the story. I feel like an artist after releasing an album versus right. like a singer.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I always tell the artists that I manage that any of the bands I manage are art, solo artists. I tell them, like, it's okay to have, like, an EP or an album, whichever you choose, but you release one song at a time, which gains hype for that EP or album.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're telling a story, like, you know, if you have an album that tells, like, a story from beginning to end, then start with the first song that starts the story, and then keep releasing another piece of the story as you go along until you come to the end. You know what I mean? Like, it depends on what kind of concept you have for your album. I tell everybody, like, look, release it one song at a time to gain hype for it. And then after you've released so many singles from it over time, then release an album or the EP,
yeah.
whichever. So you're doing it right way. You released four singles before you decided yeah. to release the whole album. But if you can't, it depends on what kind of writer you are. Are you the type of writer that can churn out 30 songs in a year? Or are you the type of writer that you can only release, you know, six songs in a year? Everybody's different in their writing process. Everybody's different, you know, because you have to record the whole song.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not just
write a lot.
Writing it. You have to record it.
Yeah. I definitely write more than 30 songs a year, but probably we do tend to make a song a month. A song or two a month.
Okay.
In LA. Yeah. And sometimes we make the whole song and then I'm like, it doesn't feel like me. And then we make a new one. Like, there's never any pressure
right.
for it to be a release. In 2020, there was a pressure. We did a song a month to just kind of see what we could create and, get all of our ideas, like, finished instead of them just being ideas. But I think I prefer the, like, no pressure. I can just create, and if I want to release it, I release it, and if I don't, I hold on to it. So, yeah, at least I'm learning
yeah.
what I like more.
Good. That's good, because I think each album should have a different concept around it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, this album is all about heartbreak songs, you know, like people that did me wrong, you know, friends, relationships, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, okay, this album is all about, you know, bad boys or bad girls or whatever. Like, I tell all my artists, like, try to kind of have, like, a general theme to your album or your EP, so
yeah,
the songs are relatable, but everybody's different.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's different.
I definitely love listening to an album, and I, like, hear each song connect to the next one somehow. That's, like, one of my favorite about albums. So, yeah, I agree. It needs to have a story. I can't just be a bunch of singles in an album. Yeah.
Yeah, right. okay, so you said you have four singles that you have put out so far. What are the names of those four singles?
So the album came out last month, but the four singles I did before that I released as singles, you mean, from the album?
Yeah, what are the names of the actual singles? Yeah.
Okay, yeah. The singles were, the first one in August 27th was Shower Me. That's probably okay. one of my favorites. That was like the title track from the album. There's one line in it that's
okay.
I say shower me, I'll bloom when I'm ready, and that's the name of the album. Released that in August.
Oh wow, okay.
And then the next month it's a song called I Don't Really Want This Anymore. I hope this is the right order. I'm so bad at remembering dates.
Okay.
I Don't Really Want This Anymore, and that one's a lot more like kind of more sensual, but it's like sad and sensual. I don't know. You'll have to listen and tell me what genre out of
right.
And then the next one was I Talk to the Moon, which started as a poem. I really love that song. It's I just randomly started. It was the first time I'd seen the moon rise when the sun set and they were right next to each other. I'd never seen that before. And I had been smoking. I don't know if I can say that. So I was like, just started relating it so much to my life. I felt like I was the moon. That's what that song was about. And then in December, released, it's called Nobody Does It. And it's basically like, nobody does it better than me, but it's called Nobody Does It. People interpret it for themselves or for whoever they're with. That's the most upbeat one on the album. It's a really cool video. We rented like
awesome.
A 97 Mustang for the video. Super cool.
Do you ever start doing something important and things pop up?
Oh my gosh, your cat.
I was in here trying to do the interview. Yes. I'm trying to do an interview and all of a sudden my cat goes, meow, 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 meow. 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 It's like, hello. Say hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
I'm sitting here doing the interview, all of a sudden going, meow, meow. I'm sitting here trying to, like, you know, pat her to calm her down because I'm doing an interview. Stop making so much noise. and then she just had to get up on my lap. You know, cats, they're funny critters. I love that cat. Do you have any shows planned upcoming at all, or do we know anything yet?
Not really. I just met, although I play piano, I prefer to have somebody playing for me. I like to just focus on the singing, or I feel like an additional pressure to play as well. But I just met a musician at a museum, and they told me they would be down to play for me. So hopefully I'll have somewhere soon. Yeah, I think I'll just start with like open mics and see how it goes. I know that they love American artists here anyway, so I feel like it would be a really good way to expand my audience over here. Yeah. Yeah.
Were you at the Louvre? At the Louvre?
I was at the Louvre,
weren't you?
No, I wasn't.
That's the Sorbonne?
That one's overrated, if I must say. Musée d'Orsay.
Oh, damn! Damn, man.
Yeah.
I live closer to French Canada, so you know what I mean. I'm from Northern Maine, which is more by, you know, French Canada, you know, Quebec all that. Yeah. But eventually, but at some point, my relatives came here from France. I don't know. That's all I know.
Have you been before?
No. Someday I'd love to go though. My sister and I are trying to learn languages right now, so she wants to do Spanish first, and then she wants to learn French. And I'm like, okay, cool. So someday I can go to France. Very nice.
Do it. Love it.
Well, that's wonderful that you get to experience these things, you know, while you're still young and aren't tethered down by, you know, spouse and children and all that. You know, you can actually just go out and be creative and travel and do what you need to do to get your career started. So that's wonderful that you're taking advantage of that now when you're young and can do it. That's smart.
Yeah.
You know, love it.
Yeah, I got to do it when I'm young. If the opportunity comes and I can afford it. I've started, I mostly do a lot of like online music gigs for money. So I work remote anyway.
Oh, that's smart.
You know what? I've always wanted to go to Paris. I found somebody moved into my LA apartment. So now I don't want to go back because I have to start fresh anyway. So yeah, I'll just try to stay as long
as possible.
I wish I could show you the view. It's so dark outside. Oh,
yeah. It's nighttime in Paris. I mean, but I bet it's beautiful. Even at night, I bet it's beautiful.
It is.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much. I want to thank you so much today, Faith, for being on our show. We will be airing this during the live radio broadcast on Wednesday April 13th, where we will be playing her music during the actual episode. So everybody out there, please tune back in on Wednesday, April 13th, where you can listen to her music and see this interview again on the podcast, on the blog, radio, iHeartRadio. We're on SiriusXM, Sony Music Entertainment. You can find us Spotify and Google Podcasts, anywhere you can hear podcasts or listen to music or watch us. We're on YouTube, Vimeo, TikTok, Twitch, and we're on a bunch of platforms. So just check us out, James Real Talk of the Block. We want to thank Faith Richards, singer and songwriter, for being on the show with us today. Thank you so much for being with us and talking to us about your music and your career and everything that you've got going on. Thank you so much. And we look forward to having you back on the show in the future. You're welcome. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day. And go get some sleep. It's nighttime.
I will. Okay. Bye. Okay, bye. Nice to meet you.
Bye. And we're back, actually. So, actually, the interview that I did with Natalie Perry was featured a few weeks back in March. Go check that one out. I believe that was March 23rd. This was the interview that I did with singer-songwriter Faith Richards. Thanks to Alberto Arellano very much for bringing us Faith Richards. She's a very talented singer and songwriter. Go check her music out. She's on Spotify. Just type in Faith Richards. That was the interview with her. And like I said, the interview with Natalie Perry was done back in March on the 23rd. I do apologize to Alberto and Faith for not being able to air the video last week. You know, we had some things going on and weren't able to do that last week. But just wanted to say hi and shout out to Alberto Arellano as well as Faith Richards. She all the way from Paris. She was streaming in. We did this pre-recorded video back. I believe it was the end of March, beginning of it was sometime in March. We pre-recorded this. But I'm glad that we were able to talk to her. But go check out her music on Spotify. She probably has a YouTube page, too, I'm sure. Again, that singer-songwriter Faith Richards, courtesy of Alberto Arellano. And we wish her all the best. She's a very nice young lady. And wish her, and as well as, of course, actress, model, singer-songwriter, director. She's like everything. Natalie Perry, that we featured at the beginning of the show. So like I said, we feature two different actresses slash singers during this episode. So like I said, check out Natalie Perry, that's P-E-R-I, and then also check out, like I said, I just did the showed the interview with Faith Richards. I put up the link on my Facebook page for the announcement for today's episode, and I put it up there. I put a link to Faith Richards' Spotify page. So like I said, go check out her stuff. Lots of great stuff going on. Of course, support, like, follow, share music from around the world. Anybody that, you know, you got a buddy that's in a band, whatever. But you can also check out our social media on, we've got Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can check us out, James Muse or JJ the Muse on Instagram and Facebook. And then, of course, my pages are Jennifer DeVoe Muse on, let's see, on Facebook as well as Instagram. And then I'm Jen DeVoe Muse on Twitter, because, you know, you're limited on how many characters you can put in on Twitter, even more so than the other ones, which is ridiculous, but whatever. And then, of course, you can check out Get Real Global Entertainment, LLC. And then, of course, Get Real Global Artist Management. All right, we want to thank you again for tuning in today to see actresses and singers, Natalie Perry and Faith Richards. So shout out till next week.
peace. Have a good one. We'll be back in 2 weeks.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.